You're listening to Northeast Indiana Now, your local podcast devoted to news and information from our corner of Indiana and elsewhere around the state. It's Wednesday, December 17th, and I'm Brianna Barrow. Here's what's going on today. A European magnet wire company pledged an $18 million investment in Fort Wayne, promising to open its first plant outside of Europe. Tretow, which operates as Tow Wire Group, made the announcement Tuesday. The factory will replicate the company's Pianizza factory in Italy, which uses a proprietary eco-friendly coating technology. The magnet wire industry has been an important part of Fort Wayne's industrial base for more than a century. Enamel insulation for metal wire was invented in the city in 1914. Magnet wire is used in everything from automobiles to headphones. The company estimates more than 70 new jobs will be created over the next 4 years, according to a press release. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker praised the announcement, particularly the location of the facility in the city's southeast quadrant. It is the company's first U.S. manufacturing facility, according to Greater Fort Wayne. Incoming classes to Purdue University will now have to learn about AI in order to graduate. Samantha Horton reports the new requirement is to give future students a leg up in the workforce.
Many schools have struggled to prevent the use of AI to cheat on assignments. But now, officials at Purdue University are integrating AI training into the curriculum. Training and learning will vary by major. Students will learn how it can be used in their understanding of its benefits and limitations. President Meng Chang says the new requirements will give students an advantage.
Before AI can take away all the humans' jobs, those humans with AI skill sets will first take away the jobs of those without. And we need our automaker students starting right now to be in those positions and the future positions of creating jobs.
According to officials, there would be no additional classes. Instead, each department would build AI guidelines into the current curriculum. I'm Samantha Horton.
The Indiana Department of Health has launched a new drug overdose dashboard that expands access to key information. As Ben Thorpe reports, advocates say the new dashboard gives the public a better understanding of how opioid use impacts communities.
The state's previous dashboard focused only on drug overdoses. The new dashboard adds available resources in each county, the number of opioid prescriptions being written, and the number of emergency department visits related to drug overdose. Jackie Daniels is the director of clinical development for the Indiana Center for Recovery. She says the new data will help the public track things like non-fatal overdoses, which are an indicator of a future fatal overdose.
There are a lot of people that have lost loved ones that wish they had this information a long time ago.
A second dashboard catalogs state data on violent deaths, including homicides and suicides. I'm Ben Thorpe.
Indiana's home energy rebate program is off to a slow start, with only 2,900 people taking advantage of it since its launch in May. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports Indiana is ahead of many other states in using these new programs.
Indiana is one of only 5 states that's fully launched its rebate program with funding from the Federal Inflation Reduction Act. John Ford with the Indiana Office of Energy Development says for doing hardly any marketing, the agency is happy with the enrollment numbers and feels it's on track to award all the money within 3 years.
And, you know, we are, I don't want to say building it as we're driving it, but, you know, we are constantly looking at ways to improve this program as we move along.
Energy efficiency experts say getting rebate programs off the ground can be a challenge. Residents often have concerns about the upfront costs and may feel burdened by the paperwork. Contractors may not know enough about the technology, like heat pumps, to recommend them. With more awareness, experts say enrollment numbers will likely ramp up over time. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The OED is assessing more than 170 multifamily complexes for energy efficiency upgrades. Some residents can access additional funding for upgrades through their utility, credit union, or the Indiana Energy Independence Fund. Thank you for joining us today. You can find these stories and more at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app.